Welcome to At The Show, the best of live music coming to you Sunday nights from 10 to midnight on PhilRadio.org. And I'm your host, Bob. Again, continuing from last week's show of the year 66, and we got a little bit into 67, we're going to wrap up Oldies Month with some more great music from 67. And this is going to be a long show, our longest show to date, almost 4 hours. So there are just too many good songs that I just couldn't leave out. So you're just going to have to sit back and enjoy them and have a great time, okay? All right, so first up, the Queen of Soul led the year when it came to soul music. Here's another feminist anthem from the legendary Concertgebouw concert in Amsterdam in 68, Aretha Franklin's A Natural Woman.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, but your you came along to claim it. I didn't know just what was wrong with me until your kiss helped me name it. Now I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm living for, and if I make you happy, do I need to do more?
As always, there's a dark side to romance, and sometimes you're the last one to know about it. And sometimes, like this number two hit song from Gladys Knight and the Pips, recorded at the Save the Children concert in 1972, you end up saying, I heard it through the grapevine.
What the hell I do? Baby, 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 got your plan to make me same thing happened to my three guys. Hey, fellas, come on and tell them just how you found out about it. Sing it pretty, yo. Well, well, uh-huh, yeah. Well, well, uh-huh, yeah. Well, well, uh-huh, yeah. Well, well, uh-huh, yeah. About what the people on either side, in front or in back of you, is gonna say or think if you do this, okay? Just let yourselves go, don't worry about it. Now I want you to do one thing for me. I want you to repeat after me. Here we go. Better than that. Do you feel all right? I don't know what it is. What is it?
Worried,
worried.
Somebody's worried.
Somebody's worried.
Worried,
worried.
Somebody's worried.
Somebody's worried.
Worried.
Ooh, we are.
Somebody's worried.
Show them how you let the spirit move you, fellas. Do it. Hey, 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 I hurry through the rain, man. You know that I hurry through the rain, man. You know that I hurry, man.
I've often observed that what we are attracted to often ends up shaping who we are attracted to. As Joe Tex here, singing on the Upbeat TV show, says about his observation about a woman with skinny legs and all.
She don't belong to you. Just cause her got them little skinny legs. Now you know that ain't no way to do. Look at you didn't act like that when you was at home behind closed doors. Holler! Holler! You act like you're ashamed of that woman. Don't nobody up here sleeping on how to know that woman with you. That's all right. Just walk on, baby. Hey. And don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. Ha, ha, because there's some man somewhere who'll take you, baby, skinny leg. Don't know if you love me so well. Look here, let me show you what I'm talking about. Which one of you fellas don't take a lady with a skinny leg? If somebody please go ahead and take a lady with a skinny leg. Now, y'all know the lady with a skinny leg. Yeah, they have somebody too. Will somebody please take a lady over there with a skinny leg, please?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Bobby.
Why'd you take
it? Shut up, fool. I don't want no woman with no skinny leg. Look here. I thought about giving this woman a Clyde. He's my drummer back there, you know. I said, no. I know the kind of women Clyde like. But old Leroy gonna take him. He's my guitar player. Say, Leroy, you got it.
Say, Miss Lady. Hey, Miss Lady. Why you wanna act like that man, yo? That's cause the man sitting over there with you in them raggedy clothes. Man just forgot to get his suit out of the cleaners. That's all. He got some clothes in the cleaners. You act like you're ashamed of that man. I want you to reach over there and kiss him and hold his hand. Go over there and kiss the man and hold his hand. Say, you ain't gonna do what? That's all right. Just walk on, mister. Hep, hep, hep. And don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. Hep, hep. Because there's someone somewhere who will take you, Mr. Ragged Coat. You be ashamed. But I still want somebody to take a look and skin it in. Ow!
But does love always win out in the end? Well, I don't know. My own experience says maybe, sometimes yes, sometimes no. And as Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell sing it here on The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson in 67, if you want someone bad enough, well, there just ain't no mountain high enough.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call. No matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby.
Your brother came, set you free. I told you you could always.
Because, you know, when you find true love, you are in a world all your own. And like Jackie Wilson sings it here in his number 6 hit on the U.S. charts, named number 210 on the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, and recorded here on the Midnight Special on February 15th of 1974, Love Will Take You Higher and Higher.
You're the
Selection of soul music just wouldn't be complete without the soul legends themselves, Sam and Dave. So reaching number two in the U.S. charts, this song, written by Isaac Hayes and David Porter, had its origin in the civil rights movement of the 60s. From Offenbach, Germany in 1967, here's Sam and Dave singing Soul Man.
Thank you. Don't you need a soul man?
Yes. Soul man.
Got to have a soul man.
I'm a soul man.
Don't you want a soul man?
I'm a soul man.
Got to be a soul man.
I gotta be a soul man. I wanna be
soul man.
Soul.
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 Soul, baby.
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 Soul, baby. Soul, baby.
Soul,
baby.
Soul, baby.
Soul, baby.
Soul, baby.
Soul, baby.
Soul, baby.
Soul, baby.
Soul, baby.
Soul, baby.
Soul, baby.
Soul, baby.
Soul, baby.
Soul, baby.
Soul,
okay, an unlikely pairing occurred on the Glen Campbell Good Time Hour one night when he joined Ray Charles for a real sweet version of the Buck Owens song Crying Time. Though originally released in 66, where it peaked in the charts at number 6, it remained popular and won 2 Grammy Awards in 67 in the R&B category. It's Crying Time.
Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna need me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Now they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that tears are only rain to make love grow. Well, my love for you could never grow stronger if I knew to be 100 years old. Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me.
Leave me.
I can see that far away look in your eyes.
In your eyes.
I can tell by the way you hold me, darling,
darling,
that it won't be long before it's crying time. Now you say you found someone that you love better, but that's the way it's happened every time before.
Yes.
And as sure as the sun comes up tomorrow,
it's all right, it's all right.
Crying time will start when you walk out the door.
Help me.
Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me.
Leave me.
I can see that far away look in your eyes.
In your eyes.
I can tell by the way you hold me, darling,
darling,
that it won't be long before it's crying time.
Ryan's time.
Glenn also had a big year with his own songs, and reaching number two in the U.S. charts, and called by Frank Sinatra the greatest torch song ever written. I'm not sure about that. But this song was written by Jimmy Webb about his breakup with Linda Ronstadt's cousin Susan in Branson, Missouri in 1994. Here's Glenn Campbell's song about a road trip by the time I get to Phoenix.
Thank you. By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising.
Thank you.
She'll find the note I left hanging on her door, and she'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. And that's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. Lord, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I try to tell her so, guess she just didn't know I would really go. No, she didn't know I'd go.
A big number one hit this year. And number 412 on the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. This next song was probably the first ode in popular music and one of the first to mention suicide, obliquely as it was. So written and sung by Bobby Gentry on the BBC in 1968, this is the Ode to Billy Joe.
Was it 30 June, another sleepy, dusty, delta day? I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, oh, Billy Joe never had a liquor since. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plant.
Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know, it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday up on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother Mary Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. To the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Another song originally released in 66 was also born of the civil rights movement, though from a totally different perspective. And though it didn't really take off until 67 because of its controversial nature, it eventually reached number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100. So here on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, also noted for its own brand of controversy and notoriety, is Janice Ian singing Society's Child. And this song goes out to my friends, Tom and Ellen.
Until they turn and say, why don't you just just stick to your own kind. My teachers all laugh, they're smirking stares, cutting deep down in our affairs. Creatures of equality, think they believe it, then why won't they just let us be? They say I can't see you anymore, baby. Can't see you anymore. One of these days I'm gonna stop my listening, gonna raise my head up high. Wait for a while, baby, I'm only society's child. When we're older, things may change, but for now, this is the way they must remain. I say I can't see you anymore, baby, can't see you.
I'm just so glad we live in a different world than back then. And we have come a long way, but there's still a long way still to go. This next number one song for the entire year of 1967 was the same theme song to a Sidney Poitier movie of the same name. Originally recorded with the Mindbenders backing her up, here's Lulu in 2007 singing her hit song, To Sir with Love.
Those schoolgirl days, telling tales and biting nails of gold.
What can I do?
though this next band started up in 1958, it wasn't until 1967 that they became a pop hit with their second single, To Love Somebody. Written originally for Otis Redding, who died before he could record it, this song by the Bee Gees went up to number 17 in the U.S. charts. Here also is their follow-up single, which reached number 11 on the U.S. charts. Though they'd never been there, they just liked the sound of the name, Massachusetts. And this one goes out to my classmates. So here we are, the Bee Gees.
There's a light sitting kind of light that glimmers down on me. I want my life to be there with you. There's a way. Everybody say to do each and every little thing. But what good does it bring if I ain't got you? To love somebody the way I love you. I'm in my brain to see your face again. And I'm blind, so, so bad, 'cause I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? I live and I breathe for you. But what good does it do if I ain't got you? Somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. Oh, you don't know what it's like, baby. You don't know what it's like to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love Massachusetts. Something's telling me I must go home.
And the lights all went down in Massachusetts
the day to San Francisco.
in Massachusetts. Speak about the people I have seen. Is one place I have seen.
Massachusetts.
I will remember Massachusetts.
I will remember Massachusetts.
I will remember Massachusetts.
Yeah, he lied to us. Peaking at number two in the U.S. charts, this next song, according to BMI in 1999, is the second most played song of all time. Between You've Lost That Loving Feeling is number one and Yesterday is number three. And though recorded by 16 different artists in 1967, it was this version by the Association that has stood the test of time. Here in 1983 is Never My Love. First song by the Box Tops became their only number one hit. performed here at the World Trade Center Plaza in New York City on July 14th of 2001, The Letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. Well, I don't care how much I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby.
Originally written and recorded by Neil Diamond, the version of I'm a Believer by the Monkees became the biggest selling record of 1967, going gold within 2 days of its release. Here they are, without Michael Nesmith, however, at the Sun Theater in Anaheim, California on August 31st of 2001 with I'm a Believer.
Saw her face.
second of their three number one hits, and named one of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. This song almost got cut by Atlantic Records until DJ Murray the K told Atlantic CEO Jerry Wexler, "This is a friggin' number one record." The Young Rascals released it and went on to prove him right, and Groovin' became an immediate hit. The second number one song of 1967 was recorded by the Buckinghams, called by Billboard magazine that year the most listened to band in America. And one of my old friends, Marty Greb, joined them in early 67 for a couple of years before going on to play with Chicago and many, many others. But here, from the Star Plaza in Merrillville, Indiana, on January 31st of 2010, is the Buckinghams with Kind of a Drag.
That's all I can say.
Somebody make some noise.
This next band got their big break when Decca Records was auditioning two promising young English bands on January 1st of 1962 for their new English beat sound. So they went with this Essex, England band, Brian Poole and the Tremolos, over a similarly sounding beat group from Liverpool named the Beatles. So after some minor hits, they switched to CBS Records, where they began their hit record period. Originally released as the B-side to the Four Seasons' Ragdoll in 1964, this next song reached number one in the UK and number one and number 11 in the US when the Tremolos released their version of Silence is Golden. Okay, now, I've only got less than a minute of this next song because of some really annoying announcer, which I cut out. But I have to play some of this because it was one song that I played in my previously mentioned very short-lived garage band. So, a number two hit and the only top 40 hit for this band, making them a one-hit wonder, Ohio Garage Band, The Music Explosion, released one of my favorite songs of 1967, Little Bit of Soul.
Yeah. Thank you, Nashville.
Okay, so considered to be his signature song, the first solo song by Van Morrison after leaving them, only reached number 10 on the charts, but was ranked 110 on the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, as well as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. So here at the Austin City Limits in 2006 is Van Morrison singing about a brown-eyed girl. Her own version of her song until 1969, Joni Mitchell's song became a huge hit and signature song for Judy Collins, where it reached number 8 on the charts and was ranked number 110 on the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. In a beautiful version with the Boston Pops Orchestra, here's Judy Collins with Both Sides Now.
Ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, and now they only
that way. Well, now it's just another show. He'll even laugh when you go. And if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know shake their heads, they say I've changed. But something's lost, but something's gained.
A staple of the L.A. club scene in the mid-60s, songstress Linda Ronstadt often sang in a miniskirt and barefoot on stage while fronting the Stone Ponies. So written by Mike Nesmith before joining the Monkees, their only hit song reached number 13 and stayed on the Billboard charts for 17 weeks. So here are the Stone Ponies singing about a different drum.
Work out, but honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. So don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I'm not in the market for a boy who wants to love only me. Longer. Live a lot longer.
Releasing his first album this year, Leonard Cohen was one of the most unique performers of 67. With a spare delivery, songs of Leonard Cohen became a cult favorite whose songs were covered by almost everybody. In 71, Robert Altman used three songs for his magnificent movie depiction of a gritty Western town in McCabe and Mrs. Miller, including this song, Sisters of Mercy. Here performed at the O2 Arena in London on July 17th of 2008.
Oh, the Sisters of Mercy, they are not departed or gone. They were waiting for me when I thought I just cannot go on. And they brought me their comfort, later they brought me this song. Oh, I hope you run into them, you've been traveling so long. Javier Mas, Johnny Arkadal, jealous if I hear that they sweeten your name.
folks. A man's got style and grace. So reaching four on the Billboard charts, Tommy James and the Shondells had another one of their biggest hits with I Think We're Alone Now from the Bitter End in New York City. What we were thinking about, being alone. So I mentioned in an earlier show 3 weeks back that The Animals' We Gotta Get Out of This Place was a very big song in my life. Another big anthem of mine was this next song by The Grassroots, which became a part of my own philosophy of life. So recorded here on the Live at Last album in May of 1999, Let's Live for Today.
Seem to find how they're in a hurry to complicate their minds, chasing after money and dreams that can't come true. By the way, we are different, we've better things to do. Let others plan a future, I'm busy loving you. Help me count it.
Tomorrow. Dusty on the guitar. Give it up. I need to feel you inside of me. Got to feel you deep inside of me. And baby, please come close to me. I've got to have you now, please. Please give me some loving. To give me some loving. And baby, give me some loving.
Because of its lyrics suggesting casual sex, the Rolling Stones' Let's Spend the Night Together stalled at 55 on the U.S. charts, while its B-side, Ruby Tuesday, went all the way to number one. I don't know, this math doesn't add up on that. Anyways, anyone alive at that time will remember that their appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show had different lyrics, Let's Spend Some Time Together. But here, from the Hampton Coliseum in Hampton, Virginia in 1981.
Let's spend the night together. I'm gonna play with my drunken time. Drunken time.
another one of my favorite songs this year was another song by the Animals, hitting number 15 in the U.S. charts and performed here by Eric Burden in Spain in 2005. I remember when I was young.
So much colder than my father was a soldier there. Times were very hard when I was young. When I was young, smoked a cigarette at 10.
Reaching number 9 in the U.S. and number 3 in the U.K., the Hollies had another big follow-up hit with a song that Graham Nash admitted was written about Mary Ann Faithful. Here from Split, Croatia in 1968 is Carrie Ann.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I
This next song introduced a whole bunch of new colors to a pop audience, and it rose to number 23 on the U.S. charts that year. Here from the Live Troubadour album is Dunafin's Wear Your Love Like Heaven.
Color in sky, brush and blue. Color sky, rose, carmethine. Scarlet fleece changes hue. Wear your love like heaven. Wear your love like heaven. Wear your love like heaven. Lord, kiss me once more. Fill me with song, I love. Kiss me once more. That I may, that I may. Like heaven, where my love like heaven, where my love like heaven. La 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 da da la da da da. Color sky Havana, color sky rose carmethine, alizari and crimson. Where your love like heaven. Love like heaven, where you love like heaven. Lord, kiss me once more, fill me with song. Allah, kiss me once more, that I may, that I may. Where my love like heaven, where my love like heaven. La 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 da da la da da da. Can I believe what I see? All I have wished for will be. All our race proud and free. Well, my love like heaven. Well, my love like heaven. Well, my love like heaven. La 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 da da la da da da. Color sky Havana day. Color sky rose carmethine, alizari and crimson. Where your love like heaven, where your love. heaven, where your love like heaven. Lord, kiss me once more, fill me with song. Allah, kiss me once more, that I may wear my love like heaven. Wear my love like heaven. Wear my love like heaven. La 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 da da la da da da. Can I believe what I see? All I have wished for will be. All our race proud and free. Heaven, wear my love like heaven. I'm gonna wear my love like heaven. I'm gonna wear my love like heaven. Wear your love like heaven.
While the Hollies were having their big hit in England, future Nash partner David Crosby's band was having another big hit in San Francisco with the McGinn Hillman song, So You Wanna Be a Rock and Roll Star. Now, this was written in a retaliation to the overnight success of the Monkees and all the new bands that were popping up every week, and it's continued to be a popular cover song for many, many other bands. So here are the Birds at the Fillmore West in San Francisco on February 8th of 1969. So normally this would be about the time that we'd be closing out for the night, but we're only halfway home there. Well, a little more than halfway. And we break here at the end of the first segment, go on to segment number two. All right, enjoy.